All right, Dota fans, welcome back for another deep dive into the meta. We're going to be talking about all the big changes we saw last week compared to the week before. Get ready for some surprises.
Yeah, Dota's always keeping us on our toes, right? Always something new to figure out, new strategies to explore.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, you think you've got a handle on things, and then bam, the meta throws a curveball and you're back to the drawing board.
That's the beauty of it, though. It keeps things fresh and exciting.
For sure. So, let's get right into it. What were some of the biggest shifts that stood out to you last week?
Well, the first thing that really caught my eye was Dazzle. Like, wow, he's really having a moment right now. Not just as a hard support either. We're seeing him dominate the mid lane too.
Dazzle mid. That's not something I expected to see. But hey, I'm all for shaking things up. What's the secret sauce? Did someone figure out a new build or something?
It seems like players are really leaning into his poison touch and shadow wave early on. Maxing those out first and then picking up some strategic talents, and suddenly he's just melting faces in lane.
Okay, so he's got the damage, but Dazzle in the mid lane, he still feels kind of squishy to me.
That's where the itemization comes in. Players are grabbing items like Ghanim's Scepter and Blink Dagger, which not only amp up his damage, but also give him that extra mobility to dart in and out of fights.
Ah, I see. So he's like a shadowy, venomous assassin waiting to strike. It's kind of terrifying, but also kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a playstyle that's catching a lot of people off guard. And it's not just Dazzle who's surprising us. Earthshaker's also making a splash in a few different roles.
Wait, Earthshaker? You mean the guy who throws rocks and cracks the earth?
That's the one. He's showing some serious versatility these days, not just as a soft support, but even as a mid laner in some cases. It seems like players have found some new ways to use his control and area of effect damage, especially against lineups with a lot of melee heroes.
Okay, Earthshaker mid is blowing my mind right now. What's the strategy there? Just Echo Slam everything to oblivion.
Echo Slam is definitely a big part of it, especially in those big team fights. But his Fissure is also proving to be super powerful. It seems like some recent map changes have made it easier for Earthshaker to block off choke points in narrow paths, making Fissure even better at disrupting enemy movements.
So it's like a combo of his own strengths and the way the map is set up, working together to make him really effective. It's a good reminder that the meta isn't just about individual heroes, it's about how everything interacts.
Exactly. And speaking of surprises, Silencer's also been climbing the ranks as a soft support. He jumped up like 7 spots.
Wow, 7 spots, that's a huge jump. What's fueling Silencer's sudden rise to fame?
It seems like players are remembering how strong he is in lane and team fights. Global silence is always a game changer, especially in this meta where controlling team fights is so important. And his ability to steal intelligence with last word can really cripple enemy spellcasters, making them a lot less effective.
So it's like a double whammy. Crowd control and intelligence denial, all in one hero. But Silencer can be a bit of a one-trick pony, can he? Like, once that global silence is down, what else has he got?
Well, that's true, but his Arcane Curse is also pretty good for locking down targets, especially when you combine it with the intelligence reduction from Last Word. Plus, players are finding some creative ways to build him so he can stay relevant even after Global Silence is on cooldown.
Okay, so we've got all these heroes on the rise, making big plays, but what about the ones who aren't doing so hot? Any heroes that have, you know, fallen from grace this week?
Sadly, yeah, there are a few. Some of the heroes who've been strong for a while, like Abaddon and Winter Wyvern, their win rates have taken a bit of a dip.
Oh, it's too bad. I always liked those heroes. What happened? Did they get nerfed? Or is it just that they don't really fit in with how the game's being played right now?
It's probably a bit of both. Like, with Abaddon, he's great at soaking up damage and shielding his team, but maybe in this meta, heroes who are more aggressive, more in your face, are just doing better.
So it's not that he's bad, it's just that other heroes are kind of outshining him right now.
Yeah, exactly. And Winter Wyvern, she relies a lot on landing her Cold Embrace to be effective. But with all the ways heroes can escape now, blinking and leaping all over the place, it's harder for her to lock them down like she used to.
Yeah, it's tough to keep someone in place when they can just teleport away in a second. So even though these heroes are still good at what they do, the meta has kind of shifted, so their strengths aren't as valuable as they were before.
Right. It's like a constant game of adaptation, figuring out how to stay ahead of the curve. But speaking of adaptation, guess who's making a comeback? Pudge and Axe are back in the offlane, and they're not messing around.
Wait, really? Pudge and Axe? I thought those guys were just pub stompers. What's changed?
Well, at their core, they're still the same. Pudge with his hooks, Axe with his, his ability to just wreak havoc in teamfights. But what's different is the meta itself. Now that we've got heroes like Dazzle and Earthshaker causing chaos and controlling team fights, it's the perfect environment for Pudge and Axe to thrive.
So it's like they're feeding off the chaos. The more crazy the fight, the better they do.
Exactly. Their ability to single out and take down key targets becomes even more important when fights are breaking out all the time. Pudge can grab a support with a well-placed meat hook, or Axe can just jump in with Berserker's Call and cause a big mess, soaking up damage while his team cleans up.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's not just about how strong a hero is on their own. It's about how well they fit into the bigger picture, how their skills work with the overall flow of the game.
Exactly. Dota's like this giant web. Everything's connected. And the meta's always changing, so the heroes who do well are the ones who can adapt to those changes.
Okay, so we've talked about the rising stars, the heroes who've fallen a bit behind, and the ones making a comeback. But what about the carry role? Who's sitting on the throne in this constantly changing landscape?
Well, Lifestealer is still a major force to be reckoned with, but his pick rate has gone down a little, which makes me think that either people are finding ways to counter him or they're trying out other carry heroes instead.
Interesting. So who are the challengers stepping up to the plate?
We're seeing Morphling and Slark climbing the ranks, both with better win rates and more people picking them.
Morphling, that makes sense. He's always been a beast in the late game, switching between agility and strength to outmaneuver and overpower his opponents. But Slark, he's more of a mid-game hero, isn't he?
That's how it used to be, yeah. But now, with team fights happening more often and being more chaotic, Slark's ability to cause disruption and create space for his team is really valuable.
So it's not just about farming up and hitting hard. It's about knowing how the game is flowing and adapting your play to take advantage of the trends.
You got it. And that's what makes the carry role so interesting. It's not just about dealing tons of damage. It's about understanding the subtleties of the meta and finding ways to make your hero stand out in this ever-changing battleground.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about specific heroes and their roles, but what about the meta as a whole? Are there any big trends emerging? Anything we can learn from all these changes?
That's a really good question. You know, it seems like heroes who are good at controlling team fights and have those big area of effect abilities, they're having a real moment right now. We've already mentioned Earthshaker and Dazzle, but even Silencer, with his global silence, fits into that. They're all about disrupting the enemy team, setting up those big game-changing plays.
So it's all about, like, controlling the chaos, deciding when and where those fights happen, making sure the enemy can't do what they want.
You got it. It's like you're conducting this orchestra of destruction, right? And this trend could have some really interesting effects on the meta going forward.
Oh, interesting. Like what kind of effects?
Well, if this focus on team fight control and area of effect damage keeps going, we might see a shift in what heroes people think are good. Heroes who are good at picking off single targets or pushing lanes on their own, they might have a harder time being effective.
So heroes like Anti-Mage or Nature's Prophet, who like to do their own thing, they might need to change how they play or they'll get left behind.
Exactly. It's survival of the fittest out there. And, you know, maybe we'll even see some unexpected heroes becoming popular, heroes who people didn't really pay attention to before because their strengths didn't fit the meta.
You know, that makes me think, since Dazzle's already shown that support heroes can do well in the mid lane, could we see other supports making that switch?
Yeah.
What other heroes do you think could pull a Dazzle?
That's a tough one. It'd have to be a support who's strong in lane, can clear waves well enough, and can scale into the late game.
So not just any support can do it, it's got to be someone special, with that hidden mid lane talent. Any ideas?
Well, Oracle could be interesting. He can harass well with Fortune's End, and False Promise can turn around a fight. Plus, his Aghanim's Scepter upgrade gives him global healing and damage amp, which makes him super strong.
Yeah, Oracle mid, that has a nice ring to it. He's always been a bit of a mystery, that support with a little bit of an unpredictable side. It'd be fun to see how he'd do in mid with the right build and playstyle.
And hey, maybe we'll even see Winter Wyvern make a comeback, but this time in the mid lane. Her Arctic Burn has decent range and damage, and if she can land those cold embraces consistently, she could be a real pain for enemy mid laners.
Ooh, I like that. Winter Wyvern mid freezing people out. It's a bold prediction, but this meta has already been so crazy. Who knows what can happen?
That's what's great about Dota, right? It's always changing. New strategies pop up. Forgotten heroes come back. And the meta is always one step ahead of what we expect.
Absolutely. And that's what keeps us coming back for more. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one big thing you want listeners to remember?
I'd say the most important thing is to be adaptable. Don't be scared to try new things, new heroes, new builds, new strategies. The meta never stops changing, so the players who succeed are the ones who can go with the flow and find creative ways to be the best.
Well said. So keep your mind sharp, your fingers ready, and your strategies evolving. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to discover the next big hero or strategy that changes the meta forever. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Dota 2. Until next time, may your MMR climb higher and higher, and may your win streaks be legendary.